Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Awake my soul and sing, with God's praise I will wake the dawn. O sister dawn, how light your touch, how bright your face upon the earth. Awakened are we all to life, as you call us from sleep's small death. You sister graced that Easter morn, when life entombed was lost from sight. You roused the women with their spies, and guided them to greet the light. Your dawning opens wide our eyes, our talents are awakened too. Our hands so grasping rest has freed, to welcome gifts we never knew. Aroused, awakened, and aware, hands turn to labor, hearts to pray. What yesterday was only glimpsed, stands now as fresh and clear as day. With dawn and all the gifts of day, we praise you, Abba, breath and word. A world so prodigal and free reveals your loving hand, O God. Amen. This poor one called Adonai heard my cry. This poor one called Adonai heard my cry. I will bless Adonai at all times. God's praise always on my lips. In our God my soul shall make its boast. The humble shall hear and be glad. This poor one called Adonai heard my cry. Look towards God and be not ashamed. Let your faces be radiant with joy. This poor one called Adonai replied, rescued me from all my distress. This poor one called Adonai heard my cry. God's angel surrounds all those who call to save them from all they fear. Oh, taste and see Adonai is good. They are happy who trust in this love. This poor one called Adonai heard my cry. Revere Adonai, all you who are holy. They lack nothing who trust in God's name. Though lions may hunger and find no prey, those who seek God are not disappointed. This poor one called Adonai heard my cry.
The face of love turns away from evil. Let such deeds be remembered no more. The just call Adonai hears, rescues them from all their distress. This poor one called Adonai heard my cry. The just will suffer from anguish and trial, but God will be there to save, a guard to keep watch over all of their bones, so that none of their bones will be broken. This poor one called Adonai heard my cry. Adonai is close to the brokenhearted. Those whose spirit is crushed will be saved. Adonai ransoms the souls of the poor. Those who trust shall not be condemned. This poor one called Adonai heard my cry. This poor one called Adonai heard my cry.
A reading from the first letter of John. This is the message you have heard from the beginning. We should love one another, unlike Cain, who belonged to the evil one and slaughtered his brother. Why did he slaughter him? Because his own works were evil, and those of his brother righteous. The way we came to know love was that Christ laid down his life for us, so we ought to lay down our lives for our sisters and brothers. If someone who has worldly means sees a sibling in need and refuses compassion, how can the love of God remain in such a person? The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Those who oppress the poor insult their Maker. Those who are kind to the needy honor God. Those who oppress the poor insult their Maker. Those who are kind to the needy honor God. God has chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom. Those who are kind to the needy honor God. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Those who oppress the poor insult their Maker. Those who are kind to the needy honor God. In the morning before dawn,
Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a lonely place to pray. Alleluia. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. In the morning, before dawn, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a lonely place to pray. Alleluia. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Show us your mercy, Adonai, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with justice. Let your people sing for joy. Keep this and all nations under your care. Guide all peoples in justice and truth. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving help among all the nations. Let not the needy be forgotten, nor the hope of any be denied. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. God of life and light, with a mother's love you have watched over us in the night, and brought us through the shadows of darkness into morning's light. As you called Saint Peter Claver to be a slave of slaves, and strengthened him with wonderful compassion and patience as he worked among them, grant that we may follow the way of Jesus and love our neighbors in deeds and in truth. For you live and reign in the power of loving kindness, now and forever. Amen. May the God of love fill us with compassion and patience, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may bring peace and joy to those in need. Amen. Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.